The Gretna girls are here, lads. Gretna women too. From sweet 16 to 60, seeing Tommy through. Girls from Scottish hillsides, strong in health and vigour. Girls from desk and counter, neat in style and figure. Hinnies from the Tyneside, Geordie's bonny bairns. At Whitley Bay they'll show them what the Gretna lassie earns. Jolly girls from Yorkshire, they knows the sort I mean. Gradely girls from Lancashire, with eyes devoid of green. Sure, there's winsome Irish colleens, with lashes black as sloes. They've stuck it all the winter through, border frost and snows. Hear them in the morning, singing in the streets, with their little nosebags full of grub and sweets. There's a long, long trail a-winding to the stations every day, to keep the home fires burning for laddies far away. When Irish eyes are smiling, Scotch and English are not sad. They all sing Tipperary as though they'd all gone mad. Pouring from the hostels, happy, gay and bright. Weekday, Sunday, holiday, morning, noon and night. Pink cheeks from the country, pale cheeks from the town. A month or two at Gretna turns them ruddy brown. Rosy cheeks or white cheeks, each is doing her best to help our gallant warriors fighting east and west. Write and tell your soldier pal, it's sure to cheer his heart, to know the girl he left behind so nobly plays her part. If he hears about her clicking, tell him not to worry. When he returns, the home reserves will dismiss in a hurry. So three cheers for the Gretna lassies. Give another three. They're doing their bit right heartily to keep old Britain free. Tom and Jack, when they come back, will show appreciation by joining up with girls who are a credit to the nation.